Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始正道。
This is really, I haven't been here for a long time.
我已经记不得上次是什么时候在这里了。
Yes, the God be with you, all the brothers and sisters in Bolden Park Church.
很久没有看到伯恩教会的各位兄姐。
Now I'm helping the Chicago Church and Glendale Church now.
现在我被指派负担芝加哥教会和 Glendale 的教会。
It's not that far, but since somehow it's a different church I'm helping, so this is my blessing to come to here for this Friday to share the word of God with you.
那我一直忙于负担那里跟教会，那也是我的福气，能够在这里跟大家分享神的福音。
Tonight, the topic I choose this one.From the book of Colossians.
今天我要从哥罗西书里面截取一些经节来跟大家一起分享。
Colossians chapter 1.
在哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 12.
哥罗西书第一章第九节到十二节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 12.
哥罗西书第一章第九节到第十二节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10.
第十节。
So that you may work in a manners worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respect, the bearing fruit in every good work.And increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11. And strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness of patience, joyously. Verse 12.
12节
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.And this time, when the time of Apostle Paul, the church in Colossus, it's also have a great, having a great challenge.
在这个时候呢，保罗认为呢，在哥罗西教会他们也面临一个非常重大的一个挑战。
Because of the worldly philosophy coming into the church, the society now, it kind of.New philosophy, so many people take it to for their part of their life.
因为在这个社会上有许多的学术呢，影响着信徒们的生活。
And also the teaching of the truth also slowly to deviate it.
那在传扬真道的部分也渐渐的在削弱。
And so the Paul is obligated to write this letter to.Member in Colossus, so to encourage them to strengthening their faith.
因此呢，保罗写了这很快的写了这封书信呢，要来这里来鼓励，也勉励哥罗西教会的信徒。
So Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 12, this passage is actually is a content of his prayer.
那事实上呢，这个哥罗西书第一章。的第九节到十二节是保罗祷告的一个部分。
So he prayed to God to let all the saints in Colossus to increase and improve their quality of their faith.
那他向神祷告，让哥林多教会的信徒都能够在属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
It is important, Christian. Once we baptize in the name of Jesus, actually that is the beginning line of our faith.
那当我们一个基督徒受洗之后呢，那是我们一个基督徒生命的一个开始。
We have to improve and increase our wisdom and understanding of God day by day.
我们呢，对于神的真理的认识和了解呢，必须要日日的增加。
We'll find out our children, they growing up, and now, my boy is about the same height of my height.
那我看看我自己的小孩子渐渐的长大，我的一个男孩已经长得跟我一样高了。
Well, sometimes I remember when they were very small, they're little, you know.
那我还依稀记得他们很小的时候。
And also because I remember when I decided helping them to ride a bicycle.
那我记得有一次呢，我决定要来帮他们学怎么样骑脚踏车。
And they put their helmet and then go to the, you know, the school and then.And then let them learn how to ride a bicycle.
那我让他们戴上了头盔，带他们到学校的空地那边，让他们学怎么样去骑脚踏车。
At that time, they all give great attention to the father.
在那个时候，他们非常的注意听父亲，就是我在讲什么。
But now they grown up, and then first one go to college, and second one in high school. Now it's very different.
那现在他们都长大了，老大上大学，老二在读高中。
And what our the as a parents' joy, our parents' excitement is the children they growing up and they to be mature in their life.
那对一个父母来说呢，他们心里面最大的骄傲和成就就是小子能够渐渐的长大成熟。
I think Paul also when he heard from the member and the saint from the Colossus, their faith is growing, so it becomes his joy.
那在这里呢，保罗听到哥罗西教会的信徒们他们的信心都增长了，他心里面非常的喜悦。
But at the same time, he continued to pray for them, let their faith to be grow up enough to help themselves coming of challenges in their faith and their church.
那保罗也不住地为他们祷告，让他们的属灵的智慧能够增长，能够面对将来的挑战。
So the verse 9 here, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for, and he asked God that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
第九节说，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祷告祈求，愿你们在这一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Knowing His will is very important for Christian life.
让我们对我们来说呢，明白神的旨意对一个基督徒的生命来说是非常重要的一环。
That's why we give attention to the Word of God. We continue to pray to God every day.
如果我们能够很注意到神的旨意，我们就能够每天都向神来祷告。
Sometimes we think we know the Bible. You know, just a few we attend the service andAnd also, you know, sometimes we attend the spiritual convocation for several years, and then we think we know the Bible somehow, a certain degree, we understand the Word of God.
那有的时候我们觉得说，我们经常来参加聚会，也参加各种的灵恩会、布道会、各种的聚会。那我会觉得说，我们好像似乎已经知道圣经里面的话，神的旨意是什么了。
But we have to understand the life is we have all we each time, each day, we situate. Different situation and different circumstance.
但是我们要了解的是，当我们的生命当中每天都要面对不同的环境和局势的挑战。
But we have to keep increase the knowledge of His will.
我们必须要不断的增加我们对神了对神旨意的了解和认识。
If we do not really know the Word of God, if we do not know His will, sometimes we mislead our faith.
如果我们不能够清楚明白神的旨意和神的意思的话，那么有的时候会我们的路会走偏了。
And end up turn out to be our life turn to be a different, which is not the one who imitate of Christ, but something else.
那我们的生基督徒的生命就会走差，我们就不会再去效法神，反而会去效法一些不是我们想要的一个对象。
Sometimes, because we think we are growing our faith, yet, we consider as like a spiritual, you know, like a monster turn out to be.
有的时候我们觉得我们信心似乎是在增长，但是不知不觉却成长了，成为一个信心的一个怪兽。
So we have to always asking God what His will for each one of us.
所以我们要经常的去求问神。神对我们每一个人的旨意是什么呢？
We know because NASA sent shooting the you know the what is the rocket to reach to the moon.
当人要发射这个火箭要登陆月球的时候
，We know because without the definite also very knowledge, it's very hard to reach to the moon actually.
那如果说你没有很正确的知识的话，是没有办法。
It requires a lot of technology, science, and math, and a lot of things that combine together make sense to reach to the moon.
那必须要透过各方面的知识计算和科学的方面的知识才能够配合完美才能够达到你所要的目标。
Otherwise, when we look at the sky, moon is there. We shooting the rocket and that we can reach to the moon is not a simple way, actually.
那有的时候我们看看天空啊，月球就到那里，那我们就直接发射火箭就可以到那里嘛？事实上没有那么简单。
So knowing God as His will is very essential for the Christian life.
所以呢，认识神、明白他的旨意，对基督徒来说是非常重要的。
And so that we can reach to the right of finest our goal, our target.
所以呢，我们才能够达到我们最后的终极的一个目标。
And so, during the time of the apostle, when the other kind of you know the philosophy and understanding coming into the church.
那在使徒时代，那个时候有很多世上的世俗的风俗和一些学问呢，渐渐的。渗透到教会里面来。
So do not let the believer to be misled.
所以呢，不要让信徒就迷失了他们。
So that he asked, he prayed to God, so they may have a feel with the knowledge of His will.
所以呢，他向神祈求，让这些信徒都能够在属灵的智慧和悟性上知道神的旨意。
Do we know? Because nowadays we live in this world, the 21st century. Now we are very different world compared to you know 20, 30, 40 years ago.
那今天我们生活在这个二十一世纪，我们的生活跟四五十年前是很不相同的。
And now even the federal government accept the same-sex marriage now as acceptance.
就连现在联邦政府已经。同意了同性的结婚的这个法案。
And also the culture now is changed now our society.
而且呢，这个社会上的风俗文化呢，也正在不断的变化。
We know the internet is spread around. It reach to reach out to the all the children and all the young people and also to us.
我们知道呢，在这个网络的世界已经普及到全所有的人的这个。
It is actually we are in the stage of the challenge of our faith actually.
事实上呢，我们正处在一个我们的信心正处在一个被充满被每无时无刻被挑战的一个时代。
I find out the average of the people that using the smartphone is every day is at least 4 hours nowadays.
那他们有一个调查说呢，每个人用那个智慧型手机。大概要花每天大概要花四个小时使用。
But once you go out, you go to the airport, everybody you know, they head down to do something.
那当你到这个机场的时候，你可以看到每个人都坐下来，然后开始低着头做自己的事情。
Because one time I trying to do like a Facebook.
有一次呢，我想要上这个脸书去看。
I just do about 1 year.
我大概使用这个大概有一年的时间。
I can tell is once it expanded, time consuming is more and more.
那我觉得说呢，越使用它呢，也要越花越多的时间在这个上面。
So finally March, I stopped it. I just cut it.
所以在三月的时候，觉得说啊，不再用了，停
下来。Because we have to understand, 21st century seems that we have a lot of technologies, a lot of things in our life.
那在二十一世纪，我们觉得说呢，在我们生活当中呢，充满了所有的现代的知识和科技。
Like how much you know in our daily life, we can focus our life.To seeking the knowledge of His will.
那我们在每一天又花了多少的时间在寻找神的旨意呢？
Many times we're trying to seeking things of our convenience, so many times we do not ask God actually.
那有的时候我们在寻找一个方便的方式的时候呢，我们就会自己去找，从来不会去寻求去求问神的旨意。
How much we kneel down, we pray to God, the things issue in our life.We can ask God for His help.
那我们又有多少次呢？真正在遇到问题的时候，我们是真正的跪下来求问神的帮助呢
？So here, the Paul here, he prayed to God that let all the brothers and sisters they may feel the knowledge of His will.
那在这里呢，神保罗呢求神呢，让这些弟兄姐妹呢能够充满了属灵的。智慧和悟性。
Is His will and all the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那需要有属灵的智慧和悟性，然后明白知道神的旨意。
We have to hope that we have a focus on our life at least a day. We can set some time for God.
那在我们的生活当中呢，必须要特别的挪出一些时间呢给神。
We have to ask ourselves how much we know God.
我们问问自己，我们到底。 有多认识神呢？
Sometimes we say knowing God is very, sometimes very superficial.
那有的时候好像我们只是说认识神，好像只是一个很表面
上的。Sometimes members think that God is the one we can ask him that he have to provide for me.
那我们知道说呢，神是我们可以向他要求，他会供应我们一切的。
If he doesn't provide for me, then he's not true God.
如果他没有供应给我，那他就不是真神了。
Sometimes we think that God is like just as a reference book.
那有的时候我们觉得说神好像就是一个参考书。
Do we do something and then yet, but as a reference, we can ask him whether you know whether it can be used for useful or not for not for. It depends on whether you know whether his opinions using his opinion.
那有的时候我们觉得说神就像一个可以提供你参考的。有时候我们求问神这件事情到底是不是可以做呢？
Some of the youth now is very dangerous now. The boundary is they're now on the way because it's not absolute as a God and a God's word.
那今天在青年那边，他们没有一个很清楚的界限去划分出来，他们不晓得说神的界限到底在哪里。
So there's not an absolute standard. It's God. So they can the word of God can change based upon their situation.
那也没有说一个没有说，因为正月没有一个很明确的一个界定，他们对神的话的认知呢，也就是要看他们自己去了解。
We have to seeking His will nowadays.
但是呢，今天呢，我们要做的重要要做的事情，要去寻求神的旨意是什么
？Jesus mentioned the eternal life is knowing the true God.
那耶稣说过呢，永生呢是要去明白神的。
So we have to know God truly about Him and about His will.
那所以我们要去明白、去认识神和他的旨意。
Without knowing Him, that we cannot please Him.
当我们没有办法认识、清楚认识神的时候，我们也不能够讨神的喜悦。
So hope that we can more our life focus to trying to gain the knowledge of His will.
所以我们在生命当中呢，必须要去专心的去寻求神的旨意。
Now we know the first lesson to Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
第四节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
第四章第三节。
For this is the will of God, that you sanctification, that is, that you abstain from the sexual moralities, and each of you know that how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not lustful passion, but like the Gentiles who do not know God. We'll continue to mention what is Paul mentioned about, and he said the will of God is a sanctification.
那这里提到说呢，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
The 21st challenge is holiness.
那在最后面最我们现在这个世纪的对我们的挑战呢，就是要如何我们要如何去保持圣洁。
We have to seeking the holiness in our life.
我们必须要在生活上呢保持圣洁。
In the Old Testament time, the major purpose for God choose His people separate from the nation, let them to be the lonely themselves alone at the single nations.For let them to be holy, because God is holy.
在旧约时代呢，神在选择他的百姓的时候，要把他们分别出来，让他们成为圣洁，是神的选民。
This is we can say this is absolute truth.
对，这个是一个非常正确的一个真理。
We cannot compromise this issue.
我们不能够去妥协这样的情形。
The salvation is come from the holiness, actually.
因为呢，得救呢是要从圣洁而来的。
So the Peter even mentioned about the First Peter chapter 1.
在彼得前书第一章里面也提到这样的事。
First Peter chapter 1 from verse 13.
彼得前书第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, guard your mind and the action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 14. As the obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust which were yours in your ignorance. Verse 15. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior. Because so it's verse 16. Because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." You know, here's a Peter. He give a message to the member, urge to them to be holy.
在这里呢，彼得写书信呢，要求呢信徒们要保持圣洁。
And here, if you look at the verse 22, says, "Since you have been obedient to the truth, purify your soul."
在这里呢，二十二节提到说呢，你们既然因顺从真理，就洁净了自己的心。
I hope that we can continue to help us sanctify by the word of God.
那我们必须要呢，自己要从神那里呢，来帮助我们保持我们的圣洁。
Keep our life to be pure.
在我们的生命当中呢，保持圣洁。
We need to have experience of God.
我们必须要去能够去体验到神。
In Matthew chapter 5, we're talking about this is, you know, the eight blessing, beatitude.
在呢马太福音第八章里提到了八福这个事情。
In verse 8, it is chapter 5, verse 8, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节这里提到
了。Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Our Christian challenge is nowadays is a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天对我们基督徒的挑战的是呢，我们跟神之间的关系是什么？
Personal touch with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是否是真正的去触摸到神呢？
Sometimes we think that we receive the Holy Spirit, yet there's not enough personal touch with our Lord Jesus Christ.
有的时候我们虽然得到了圣灵，但是我们跟神之间的一个联系呢，并不是很充足的。
Sometimes life is too busy.
因为呢，我们有时候太忙碌了。
We have a time to spend with the smartphone, yet we don't have enough time to spend time with God.
有的时候呢，我们会花很多时间在玩那个智慧手机，但是呢，没有花很多的时间在跟
神联络。So our relationship with God is thinner than before.
那我们跟神之间的关系呢，更比以前更加淡薄了。
Naturally, the confidence of our faith getting weaker and then shallow than that.
然后我们的信心呢，就更软弱了。
I hope we can strengthen our faith with the Word of God and knowledge of God.
如果呢，我们能够服侍神，我们就能够借此来增强我们的信心。
So we can constantly find out His will in our daily life.
我们就能够呢，经常的去寻求神的旨意，明白他的旨意。
Now let's go back to the Colossians chapter 1.
我们看回来哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
After they were filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, mentioned about this very precious word, spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我一直反复提到说，这个属灵的智慧、悟性和知道神的旨意。
Wisdom is the very precious word of a Christian life.
智慧对一个基督徒的生命来说是一个非常重要的。
Wisdom is not but come from a lot of worldly knowledge.
智慧呢，并不是来自世上的知识。
But actually, wisdom comes from the fear of God.
而事实上呢，智慧是来自于敬畏神。
Fearing of God is the beginning of the wisdom, beginning of our blessing actually.
敬畏神呢是智慧的开端。
So I hope that we can seeking for this spiritual wisdom.
所以我们能够要去不断的去寻求属灵的智慧。
And also, we always acknowledge Him in our daily life.
我们呢总是在我们的每天的生活当中呢来去荣耀神。
And also the mention about the understanding.
那这里也提到说去了解。
And understanding is that we gain the wisdom of God, and also we gain the inspiration of God, so we can understand what is right, what is wrong.
这悟性呢是提到说呢，我们能够了解神的旨意，能够了解神所要告诉我们的。
We need to improve and we can increase our understanding of God and gain this understanding.
我们就能够从我们了解神的旨意当中呢，更加的来了解。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 5.
我们看使徒行传，希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章十二节到第十四节。
Chapter 5 verse from 12.
第五章第十二节到第。
For though by this time, I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12.
希伯来书第五章第十二节。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have a need again for someone to teach you the elementary principle of the oracle of God, and you have come to need milk And not solely for verse 13.
13节,
for everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. Verse 14.
14节,
but solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their sense trained to discern good and evil. So here, the writer of the book of Hebrews mentioned that we can improve, we can to grow up to be mature. So, and our sense is trained to discern the good and evil.
在这里呢，希伯来书的作者告诉我们呢，唯独长大成人的人呢，才能够吃干粮，他们的心窍练习的通达，就能够分辨好歹了。
We always we have to emphasize read the Bible every day.
我们一直在强调说，我们每天要有读经的一个习惯。
But why? Because we have to read the Bible every day.
为什么我们每天要去读经呢
？Because we gain the spiritual muscle.
因为呢，我们在增长这个属灵上的肌肉。
And also that we can gain this understanding, so that we can discern the good and evil.
因为我们读圣经呢，就能够呢分辨好坏。
You know that during the time of Noah's.
在挪亚的时代。
And at that time, so their life is they always seeking the life of flesh.
在那个时候，许多人总是寻求这个肉体的。
Actually, what they're doing is not the wrong things in a sense, human point of view.
那事实上，他们在做的只是人本身的一个欲望而已。
They drink, they eat and drink and married.
他们只是吃喝嫁娶。
But yet, they never think about what the God's will and God's in their life.
那在那个时候，从来就没有人想到神的旨意是什么。
The winner Jesus talk about the foolish rich man.
那个时候，耶稣提到说一个无知的财主。
But we know this man, he doing the business very well.
我们知道这个财主呢，他的产业非常的多。
So actually, he teared the small barn to make the build the big one.
他想要把小的仓房拆掉，再盖一个更大的。
As he well prepared for his life.
他对他的生活是充满了准备和计划。
He talked to his soul. Now you can rest, enjoy your life.
那他对他的灵魂说呢？你现在可以好好安歇的享受。
All the material things will prepare for you.
所有的肉体上的需要的，我都帮你准备好了。
But Jesus find out, Jesus mentioned to this man that you fool.
但是耶稣特别提到说，你这个无知的人呢
？This very night, your soul is required of you, which means your life to be taken.
今夜你灵魂就要被取走了。
Then now what you have all prepared to be whom belongs to?
那你所准备的要归给谁呢
？So good and evil. Sometimes we think that you know, something like we're killing or something hitting something we can you know we thought is like harm to other people. But actually, the things to do is not according to the God's way. Then it is actually the one, it's evil.
有的时候我们觉得好像 做对的事情，但事实上呢，害了这个人。所以说呢，对圣经来说呢，这是一个不好的。
Well, on the last day, we have to be careful about what we're doing.
在末日的时候，我们特别需要去注意到我们在做些什么。
We're supposed not to waste our time.
我们呢不应该再浪费我们自己的时间。
Our physical life is important.
我们肉体的生命是重要的。
But yet, spiritual life is more important.
但是呢，属灵的生命是更为重要。
So we have to invest our time and effort for our life in the kingdom of God.
所以我们必须要把我们的所有的精力呢，投资在这个神圣的天国的国度上。
So we have to lay up the treasure in the kingdom of God.
所以我们必须要呢，去寻找天国的财宝。
So good and evil. This word, it's we have to think about it.
那要能够分别好坏，我们要去仔细的去思考。
We have to invest every day, little by little.
那我们每天都要去，就要投注一点一点的心力在里面。
Have you experienced once you skip the, you know, the every daily Bible, you don't read the Bible, and then you end up to, I want to read the seven chapters, you know, whole just once a week, it doesn't work.
那有的时候呢，想说呢，我想说啊，那我就跳一天，今天不要读经了。后来就变成说，那我想说啊，一个礼拜读七章好，这个是行不通的。
Everything is a challenge based upon the now present time.
那每天对现在的你来说呢，都是一个挑战。
That is our choice. We can choose the, we can discern what is good and what is evil.
那就是呢。让我们知道说我们能够去分辨什么是好什么是坏了。
So I hope that this challenge we do not be failed, but we can make victories every daily challenges.
希望我们每天在面对这些挑战的时候就能够胜过它。
And let's go back to the book of Colossians.
我们看回来哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse
10. 我们看第十节。
So that you may walk in the manners worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God. So here Paul also prayed that they may walk in the manner worthy of the Lord.
在这里呢，保罗呢为他们祷告，让他们能够呢对得起主。
Our Christian step is very, very important.
那我们基督徒的这个身份是很重要的。
What we doing the first get up, what we doing, and before go to bed, what we doing?
那我们一起床做什么事情？那我们要去睡觉之前要做什么事呢
？The step is our deed, our work.
那这些是我们重要的一个工作的一部分。
We can work with God every day.
如果是这样子的话，我们能够与神每天的同工。
So worthy, verse 10 says, you may walk in a manner worthy.Worthy of the Lord.
那好，叫你们行事为人对得起主。
And this is what we're seeking for Christian life. We are worthy. Each step is with Him.
那让我们知道说，我们当一个基督徒，每一件事情呢，都要对得起主。
And sometimes we know the theory and practice sometimes different.
有的时候我们在想说呢，我们说呢，跟做可能是两回事。
And sometimes we have knowledge is a lot, but yet our practice is small.
那有的时候我们有许多丰富的知识，但是我们做的却很少。
But yet, sometimes we can learn from try and error.
但是呢，有的时候我们还必须要去从这个错误当中呢去寻找。
But every day we have to train ourselves.
但是呢，每天我们都要去训练自己。
Now we see the little baby when the time to they get up to walk, and they falling many times actually.
那我们看看那个小婴孩呢，他们在学走路的时候常常是一直跌倒的。
But they want to walk.
但是呢，他们一直想要站起来走路。
So end up they walk.
那最后呢，他们就终于能够走路了。
And so we Christian life, sometimes we fail, yes.
有的时候我们在基督徒的生命上呢，有的时候会有跌倒的时候。
But we need to still have a desire to walk.
但是呢，我们有没有那个很强烈的欲望说我要站起来走路呢
It's not a walk myself but with the Lord Jesus Christ
不是是我自己走而是要与神同行
So that we can walk with him
所以我们能够跟神走在一起
And During the time of Noah it is because he walked with God
在那个时候呢挪亚他是与神同行的人
So he received a favor from God
所以呢他讨到神的喜悦
I hope on the last day we are the one who received a favor from God
那在末日呢我们也是要蒙神的喜悦。
As in the Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1 is, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Paul here mentioned that also that this one says, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
保罗在这里特别对他们说呢，既然蒙召呢，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Since God choose us, bring us into his house.
那当神拣选了我们，带领我们到神的家中之后
，There is His expectation then.
他对我们有什么样的期待呢
？Let us walk with Him.
就需要我们能够与神同行。
This is what He expects from us.
这是神对我们的期盼。
So the Ephesians chapter 4 here, He mentioned the 2, 3, 4, how we can walk with Him.
在这里，以弗所书第四章二三四节，这提到说我们要怎么样呢？与神同行。
The walking is walking, spiritual walking is a.It's kind of through the training.
那要工作呢，是需要借着训练来成就的。
The verse 2 says we will humility and gentleness with all humility and gentleness.
那在第二节提到说呢，凡事要谦虚温柔。
Actually, the humility and gentleness this word is come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那事实上呢，谦虚跟温柔是从神那里来的。
Those who have the weary and heavy laden come to me, learn from me.
那凡劳苦当重担的呢，可以到我这里来。
And then you can upon my yoke and you learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, he says.
耶稣说呢, 我的轭是轻省的。
We can learn from him.
我们可以从神那里学习到这些。
With a full of humble minded and with a humility.
存着一个谦卑温柔的心。
And gentleness.
和温柔。
I hope that we have learned learning spirit within us, working with him.
希望我们有能够有那样子的学习的经验，能够从神那里学到。
So that we can be like a Christ.
所以我们就能够像基督一样。
Just, you know, the little children when they learn about they learn when they like the music some singer.
那有的时候我们看小朋友他们在学音乐的时候
Then they want to imitate the singer.
他们想要去模仿那个唱歌的人。
And I see sometimes in the old time, but some people want to sing the Michael Jackson.
在以前的时候有些人在模仿迈克杰克森。
Once music come, then those people like the, you know, his song, then their attitude changed to be like Michael Jackson.
那当那个 这个歌曲出现的时候，他们整个人就好像变成像迈克杰克森一样。
Without the attitude to be like Michael Jackson, cannot sing the Michael Jackson songs.
如果你没有变得像迈克杰克森一样，你就没有办法唱歌唱得跟他一样。
Christian life also same thing.
基督徒的生活也是一样。
If we want to be like a Christ,
如果我们想要跟神一样,
that we attitude have to be like a Christ.
那我们整个生活的态度就要像神一样。
So when we walk with him, just like him.
我们就与神同行, 就像神一样。
So hopefully that we can see ourselves what kind of step every day we walk. Which way, which what kind of attitude?
希望呢，我们可以看到我们每天面对生活的是什么样的一个态度呢？
And let us learn from the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，我们来向神来学习。
Last part we can see for Colossians chapter 1.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章
verse 10.
我们看第十节。
I like the word that he's bearing the fruit in every good work.
在这里提到说呢，在一切善事上结果子。
What your actions, what you're doing has to bear the fruit.
我们每次的行为，我们的作为呢，都需要去结果子。
That means a result.
那是一个结果。
But we're doing for God, then what is the result?
那我们为神工作，我们的结果是什么呢？
It is important the bearing the fruit.
结果只是非常重要的一件事情。
If really truly we're doing for God and truly for ourselves, for our the sanctification, then this good work always bears some fruit.
如果我们为神做工呢，能够得到能够圣洁的话呢，那就是这样子去做了。
We can change our life.
那我们能够去改变我们的生活。
Last year, this year, we compare our Christian life is same then, because we never put our effort then.
如果呢，我们把去年跟今年我们的基督徒的生命来作为比较的话呢，没有什么进步的话，那我们并没有投入太多的心力在里面。
We have to find out the things what we changed. So that we can feel that we can, there we find a confidence.
那我们需要找到说我们需要从哪里改变，那我们就会有自信去做这样的事。
The Paul urged us to bear the fruit of spirit.
那保罗他勉励我们要去结属灵的果子。
It is a precious spirit that we have, then it increases the fruit within us.
那宝贵的圣灵呢，会增加我们属灵的果子。
I hope that we can bear this fruit.
那希望我们也 都能够来结出这样的果子来。
If we know that yet, we can just remind ourselves Galatians chapter 5.
如果我们可以看这个哥罗西书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse from 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5
加拉太书,
22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章22节23节。
But the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Any opposed fruit of spirit, it is wonderful. All this is beautiful, and it is joyful. This is the character is of Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这里是提到圣灵所结的果子，这么多这么好的呢，都是耶稣的一个特性。
So let us try to do our best to bear the fruit from our Christian life.
那我们要试着呢，在我们基督徒的生命上呢，结出这么多圣灵的果子。
And also the Colossians chapter 1, Paul and he pray verse 11.
那在哥罗西书第一章十一节这里，保罗提到
he emphasizes about the patience, endurance.
他的提到了呢，忍耐和宽容。
The Christian life is not a one day issue, but it's a life issue.
那我们基督徒的生命不是一天两天，而是一辈子的事情。
It requires our long patience and also long endurance.
需要长时间的忍耐和宽容。
So it requires a continue to build ourselves day by day, year by year.
需要我们用每天的时间呢，慢慢的呢建立我们自己。
Sometimes God allows us a different kind of, you know, a different kind of challenges.
有的时候呢，神呢容许。在我们生命当中有不同的挑战发生。
Each person God led us to face a different way of training.
每个人的生命当中呢，神容许有不同的这个训练的方式。
But the purpose is to let us our life to be strong in the Lord.
但是呢，这重要的目的呢，是让我们的生命能够在主里面变得更坚强。
God designed the 40 years in the wilderness life to let them to be trained in the wilderness.
那神让以色列民在旷野流荡了四十年的时间，作为他们的训练。
But in order to Moses to lead these people ahead of 40 years, God trained him for 40 years.
那要神要让摩西带领百姓四十年的时间呢，也要让摩西自己先受训了四十年的时间。
So actually, God trained Moses 40 years, let him to lead his people.In the wilderness for 40 years. Actually, his life in the wilderness for 80 years.
那事实上呢，摩西在旷野受训练四十年之间，又带领了以色列民四十年，所以他在摩西整个人在旷野生活了八十年之久。
Christian life is not comfortable.
那我们要知道说呢，基督徒的生活呢，不总是那么舒适。
Many times we find that Christian life is comfortable means with something we don't do it actually.
如果我们发现到我们基督徒的生命是那么样的舒适的话呢，有的时候我们好像没有做到什么事情。
Christian life is challenge actually.
事实上呢，基督徒的生命生活呢是充满了挑战的。
But yet we can overcome it.
但是呢，我们一定能够胜过的。
Because God gives us the strength.
因为呢，神给我们的能力。
God build us this endurance and patience.
神赐给我们这样的忍耐和宽容。
Now let's turn to James chapter 5.
我们看雅各书第五章。
James chapter 1 is better. Sorry, James chapter 1.
James chapter 1, 第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Verse 4. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Verse 4. So here, James mentioned about the good things about the trials.Good things about in our life go through this. Actually, it helping us, it testing our faith and produce endurance.
在这里呢，雅各提到说呢，你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
If your life now in your situation, you are under the great trials and difficulties.
如果现在你的生活正在经过很大的试炼和困难的时候。
Don't be discouraged.
不要失去信心。
Because there is a purpose of God.
因为对神来说有他的目的存在。
God wants to refine your faith.
神想要借着这样子来使你的信心更熬炼你的信心。
Strengthening your faith.
是要让坚立你的信心。
So your faith is enough to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以你的信心能够好到能够进入天国。
The what you are in this kind of trials in your life, this is only temporarily.
要知道说呢，你们经历过了这样的试炼呢和试探呢，只是一个暂时的。
Never give up to pray. Never give up your true God in your life.
绝对不要放弃祷告，绝对不要放弃在你生命当中的独一真神。
One day you know that His will then.
有一天你会了解他的旨意是什么。
Then you can thanksgiving to God.
然后你就能够去感谢神。
God is a faithful God. Faithful God.
神是信实的神。
God is a trustworthy.
神是值得我们去信靠他的。
Only thing is if we trust him continually.
如果我们能够持续不断的信靠神。
I hope you never fail in your Christian life.
在你的 我希望你在你的基督生活当中呢绝对不会去跌倒。
Never depart from God.
也绝对不会去离开神。
Holding him until you receive the blessing of God.
我们要紧紧的抓住神一直到我们领受到神的奖
赏。Do you know the life of Jacob?
我们看看雅各的生命。
He always have a desire of God's blessing.
他总是在寻求神的祝福。
Actually, he have gone through a lot of difficulties in his life.
事实上呢，他在他的生命当中呢，经历过许多的困难。
He never give up that until he sure give assurance of the blessing in his life.
他永远不放弃，一直到他确定了他得到神的祝福。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Hope that he continue to guide your life.
也希望神能够继续的带领你的生命
strengthening your faith
能够建立你的信心
so that all we are will enter the kingdom of God enough
所以呢我们就能够进入神的天国
Now, let's sing him 244
我们唱赞美诗244首
Let us kneel down and pray together.
We 一起跪下来祷告。
Today we thought.